Well, Greg Scarlatti is Executive Director of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, based in Washington. Greg, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. As we were saying, there are so many unknowns at the moment in this story, but from the evidence we do have, what do you believe has gone on?
It seems that we are headed in the direction of confirming that this was indeed an assassination, a carefully planned plot. The evidence that we've seen thus far, nothing is absolutely conclusive yet, but it will probably lead us in that direction of concluding that Kim Jong-nam, the leader's half-brother, was indeed the target of an assassination plot.
And how do you think, given what we've seen on CCTV, given the limited amount of information we've heard, how do you think they've carried that out?
We have heard several reports. We've heard of the possible use of poison needles. This is a practice employed previously by North Korean agents dispatched overseas to assassinate dissidents, North Korean defectors, missionaries working on rescuing North Korean refugees. We've heard of possibly a chemical or poison-laced piece of cloth that may have been used. It seems to be a very peculiar way of taking somebody's life. I was reminded that exactly 20 years ago, on the 15th of February 1997, Kim Jong-nam's cousin was assassinated in the Pundang neighborhood south of Seoul, Korea. This was the nephew of Kim Jong-nam's mother, basically the son of her sister, Song Hye-rang, who defected to South Korea in 1982, eventually wrote a book about the Kim dynasty entitled The Taedonggang Dynasty. And on the 15th of February 1997, he was shot dead, one shot to the chest, one to the head. The weapon used appeared to have been a 9mm Browning pistol, standard issue for North Korean agents. I know I don't have to tell you that gun violence in South Korea is practically zero. Again, a very peculiar way of targeting a member of the family circle. Again, that was not a member of the Paektu bloodline, not related to Kim Il-sung through blood. Kim Jong-nam was. But this is just to tell you that we have seen these assassinations conducted by North Korean agents prior to 2008, when North Korea was delisted as a state sponsor of terror, and also post-2008, post-delisting.
Yeah. Craig, if I could ask you briefly, we're expecting that press conference in the White House in the next minute or so, but there was an interesting line in the news from a former UK ambassador to North Korea who was saying it was surprising there's been an arrest because the normal modus operandi for a North Korean agent is not to be taken alive, was the expression he used.
In 1983, North Korean agents bombed a shrine in Rangoon, Burma, targeting then South Korean President Chun Doo-hwan. Several senior government officials were killed, South Korean government officials. One of the North Korean terrorists died in a shootout with the Burmese military. Two of them were captured. One of them was hanged. Another one was imprisoned. The North Korean regime never admitted that these were agents of the North Korean regime dispatched on an assassination mission. So even for North Korean agents, sometimes things do go wrong. Sometimes they do get captured.
Greg, that's really fascinating. Thank you. Greg Scarlatti, who's Executive Director of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea.